Hello, you guys. Welcome to here. I'm your friend Alan. Today we are going to talk some detailed things about Hutong. Here we go. People say that the real culture of Beijing is a culture of Hutong and a culture of car yard. How true that is. Often it is Beijing's winning Hutongs that attract tourists from home and abroad, rather than the high-rise buildings and large mansions. Hutong is a typical lane or small street in Beijing that originated during the Yuan Dynasty. Hutong is a Mongolian word, meaning water well. During that time, water well is the settlement around which people lived. There are tens of thousands of Hutongs surrounding the Forbidden City. In the past, Beijing was composed of countless courtyards. Hutongs were formed when people left a passageway between two courtyards to make them entering them more convenient. As a symbol of Beijing City, a Hutong has its own layout and structure, which makes it a wonder in the world. When taking a bird's eye view of Beijing, you will find a combination of Hutongs and courtyards. Just like an orderly chessboard with delicate gardens, fine rockeries, and ancient ruins, Hutongs have witnessed the development of Beijing. Where there is a Hutong, there is a story. And today's destination is Yandai Xiejie, and its English name is Scaled Tobacco Pouch Street. The Scaled Tobacco Pouch Street is one of the most famous Hutongs in Beijing. It measures 254 yards long, connecting Diamond Street at the east and the junction of Xiaoshibei Hutong and Yar Hutong at the west end. Lucky Tobacco Pouch, the street goes from northeast to southwest, which gave its name the Scaled Tobacco Pouch Street. Originally in Qing Dynasty, this street was called the Scaled Drum Tower Street. At that time, local residents were addicted to smoking opium. The increasing demand of pipes encouraged the opening of many pipe shops on the street. The shops and the similar symbols, a wooden small pipe with a black pipe stem and a golden pipe bowl. Customers are often impressed by the vivid symbols standing in front of these pipe shops. The street became famous for its pipe business, and people began to know it as the Scaled Tobacco Pouch Street, which was passed down to today.